So let us today have a look at two cases in which the doctors, or medical science if you prefer, had now given up, and it looked like certain death was going to follow. So was there still room, was there still hope for divine providence to intervene? Could God, with the help of Padre Pio, somehow still achieve healing in these situations? Hello friends, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to our channel Following Padre Pio. And here, through a series of short stories, we take a look at the life of our great saint, Padre Pio, who was a Capuchin friar. He was a mystic and he was a tremendous miracle worker. Do stay tuned to find out more about his life and also to see what his intercession could do for you. We also wish to thank our protector child, the Padre Pio patrons, for all of your tremendous help and support. You are the ones who make these videos possible for everyone. Anyone wanting to become part of the Protected Child of Padre Pio program, then just see the video on the end screen. We do encourage everyone to be part of our Padre Pio apostolate, and it would be tremendous if you would help by liking our video and sharing the video with your friends and with your colleagues. And in the first part of today's story, there was a fellow called Vincenzo Di Lello. And he was just 12 years old at the time, and this was mid-July 1949. And Vincenzo had gone to the beach on a trip with his friends. But while he was there, he became very thirsty. And obviously that was because of the salt water and the wind and all the activity. He became very, very thirsty. We could say he was parched. And then Vincenzo came across, he was lucky enough to come across a well. Or perhaps he was unlucky enough to come across this well. And he decided, well, I'm thirsty. I'm going to take a drink from the water in this well. He did not realize, however, that the well was contaminated. So not long after this, Vincenzo became very ill. And he soon developed typhoid fever, and he had this raging fever running throughout his body. At the clinic, the doctors, they saw him and they immediately prescribed penicillin for him. And they proceeded to do everything else that they could to alleviate his condition. But it seemed Vincenzo's condition just deteriorated hour by hour. Everyone could see he was now wasting away. Until finally it reached the point where the doctors, they just gave up. They said there's nothing further that they could do to help. So science had come to the end of every possible solution, according to the doctors. And at this point, Vincenzo's father certainly did not give up. And he became desperate, we could say. He was going to do whatever was needed, whatever it took. And he quickly rushed off to St. Giovanni Rotondo. And there in Our Lady of Grace's churches, he was able to meet with Padre Pio and to ask for Padre Pio's prayers, for his intercession. It was now a full month since Vincenzo had drunk from the well, and he certainly seemed to be nearing the end. In fact, it was so bad that Vincenzo was drifting into and he was drifting out of a state of coma. In fact, his coffin had even been ordered. And as we said, it just seemed everything was without hope. That's how desperate the situation was. Vincenzo's family had now gathered in the same room where Vincenzo was. And suddenly they heard Vincenzo call out in a very loud voice, "Padre Pio!" And they said that at that moment the strange perfume just filled the air. And it's incredible, but this coincided with Vincenzo's father's meeting with Padre Pio. And during this meeting, Padre Pio had said to him, "You may now go. Your son is getting better." So, contrary to what the doctors and everyone else had been saying and expecting. And from that moment onwards, Vincenzo's health began to improve. He had been literally at death's door, and 2 weeks later, he was well enough to get out of bed. and not long thereafter, he was able to resume life as normal, and he was totally healed. So it is uncanny, we could say, or miraculous if you prefer, this return of health, this turning point coinciding with a meeting with Padre Pio. Now, our second story took place a few years later on, 1956, and this was to a Giuseppe de Torni. And his health had been deteriorating as well for some time now. And the doctors had been once again trying to help him. They were now running out of ideas, and they were in fact becoming desperate. So given this scenario, this prognosis, Giuseppe decided also to make a trip to San Giovanni Rotondo, and he was also going to ask for Padre Pio's intercession. So when he arrived there, and now he's before Padre Pio, and Padre Pio greeted him in a very surprising manner. "Youngster," he said to him, "how long will you be staying here in San Giovanni Rotondo?" "Just overnight. I'm going back to Rome tomorrow," was Giuseppe's reply. Then Padre Pio said to him, "I would like you to stay longer. Would you be willing to?" Giuseppe agreed to this. And then Padre Pio added as well, that "I will tell you when it is time for you to leave." So Padre Pio also wanted Giuseppe to attend Mass every morning. Well, 20 days later, and Padre Pio came up to Giuseppe and said to him, "It's fine, the time has come, you're ready to leave now." And in fact, during these 20 days, Padre Pio had said very little, perhaps just 30 words to Giuseppe. But every word he said was just such a treasure. It was so precise and filled with such wisdom that for Giuseppe, it now became his spiritual program that he was able to follow for the remainder of his life. And so by the time that Giuseppe now returned to Rome, he said his health had undergone a complete renewal. It undergone a renewal of mind, body, and soul, we could say. Then next time on this channel, we're going to have a look at a story about Angela Morano. And she was a young lady, and she was now thinking seriously about marriage. But she had several suitors. Who was going to be the best? And she sought out Padre Pio's advice in this. To which Padre Pio replied, "I am not a fortune teller." So how was this all going to work out? Please do join us for that story. And if you are new to our channel and you have not yet subscribed, then do subscribe to our channel. And if you want to receive notifications of future videos, then do also click that reminder bell. Dear friends of following Padre Pio, wouldn't you like to be, as scripture says, "those who instruct many to justice shall be as the stars for eternity"? Apparently that's from the book of Daniel. So with that intention in mind, we offer you a special program, and it's called the Protected Child of Padre Pio program. And through this, if you join this program, you will be helping our team at Following Padre Pio to reach out to many people, hopefully to inspire them so that they do not give up hope, that they do not lose faith in God in these very trying times. So if you and I can give them this hope, then our Lord Jesus Christ's death would not have been in vain for them. So that's our aim. And we also have regular masses celebrated for all of those who join the Protected Child of Padre Pio program. And of course, there are other benefits too. To find out more, just click the video on the end screen, or you can go to the link in the video description below.